3 and a 2 and a 1. Solo episode alert. Hello, podcast Nood community listeners. Thanks for tuning in to this one. When I do these voice note style podcast episodes, it's because there's something on my heart that I wanted to share, stories that I want to share. And while I've had some of the most intense few weeks, to the point where like I have this cold that I'm getting over from just like exhaustion because I haven't had time to just process really big life events that have happened recently. And I felt the need to get on the mic because this one message that someone sent me has been ringing in my head. So a little over 10 days ago, I, alongside a couple of friends, put together the most incredible dinner I've ever been to in my entire life. And it was for Adam's birthday dinner. I made a highlight of it on Instagram and I shared the story in the process, so you can go there because the visuals really help with that story. But it was pretty much the best night of our lives. Maybe a second wedding. Maybe just, it was a celebration of life for everybody in attendance, and it was really, really special. And then 2 days ago, we had our campus inaugural homecoming. For those of you who've been following along, campus is what we call the land that we live on now in upstate New York in the mountains. And it's a place that we hope to retreat creatives and thought leaders and big thinkers. And we did that in the biggest gathering we've ever had, which is about 30 people. And it was filled with a lot of lessons. So I'm like processing these things and other personal things or professional things that have happened in the last few weeks. And I was just flooded with different messages about how the gathering or Adam's dinner made everybody feel, and just the love and the community being able to translate. And those are emotions, and the words that I have for the messages that you all sent are things that I'm, again, still processing. The one message that really stood out to me, surprisingly enough, and all of them did, but this one in an independent way for this podcast episode, was someone asking me and specifically saying, "I have no doubt you should do a podcast next on manifestation and how you do it." And then went into wanting to hear more in depth about manifestation. And I haven't even used the term manifestation in a really long time, even though it was something that I was always talking about or often talking about. And I'm realizing now that I was often talking about it because it was all I had. And not all I had. Like, there were blessings and opportunities that were constantly coming in as I've grown in my journey. But now, looking back at my younger self, who really like had an unpaved path to figure out and to walk down, I know now that to manifest and to visualize the world, the path that I wanted to take was the only option, or what I felt like was the only option, because the other options were stepping into a system that typically rejected you or wanted to fit you into a box that you didn't want to fit into. Whatever it was made me feel like I was going to be smaller or less version of myself. And that was just my experience or reaction. And that doesn't mean that things were completely positive or negative or whatever it was, just it wasn't as free and open as I'd want it to be. And when I read the message and I heard someone just like bring it up again, bring the concept of manifestation up, I realized I hadn't actually reflected on the last 5 or so years, maybe even 10 plus years, like since I've been working in this space, about like how I manifested, visualized where I am today. And part of that is that I never actually saw the life that I live now. So even when manifesting and visualizing, I didn't know it was going to be this. And I remember when I would first start out, I had my vision boards were very specific. My goals were very specific. and every book that I read on goals and success always spoke to the specificity of your goals. And at some point in doing that and engaging with that, which was helpful, I realized, though, I was trying to control too much. Because what would happen is I would have these goals and then other different paths would show themselves to me. And instead of being able to listen to myself and jump right in, I would slightly be like, well, does this match with the goal that I was working towards? And then I realized I really want to taste these other opportunities. I really want to taste and venture down the path of curiosity that I wasn't planning for. And of course, there's harmony in this. There are goals that I'm still dreaming about that I want to attain, but the way that they're specific is different than typically. So like one of the questions, I mean, people still ask me this question. I just got asked this question in a production company meeting, maybe last week or the week before. And they said to me, like, what's your dream home for the show? Or what's your dream home for a show? Or who do you want to work with? Like, what network do you want to work with? And I used to know, I used to be like, I want CNN, HBO, like those were the specific ones. And then I asked myself, like, but why? Like, isn't the dream the show itself? Like, yes, you can have a dream of where you want the show to live. Of course, like HBO would be a dream because you're like so many of my favorite shows or documentaries were on HBO. And so I want to join that family or community or whatever, but it's still about an accolade or prestige type thing. Yeah. And also maybe your project will do better, whatever it is. I don't know. At the end of the day, it was still more about the marketing of it than the actual process of producing something. And it always, when I was trying to be more clear and clear and clear with my goals, it always came back to like what would be best for the story? What would be the best outlet that would support us telling the story we need to tell it? Because that was the intention. Like those are the things that's kind of where my manifestation lens really turned to. It was like, how can I be in a position where I can be open enough to tell the stories the way that I know they deserve to be told. When this person messaged me after I posted all of those things about Adam's dinner, they weren't entirely talking about this version of manifestation, but they did inspire this train of thought that I've been meditating on for the last week. Because this also seeps into your life. So even putting together Adam's dinner, I mean, it was a beautiful, dramatic production. And it was the most special, intimate thing. I mean, it felt like an actual wedding. And it was planned in 4 days. And I remember I was having so much anxiety around it because I really wanted this dinner to be perfect. And I wasn't going to be able to afford to put it on the way that I wanted to and didn't know where it was going to be. I didn't know, like, and I was just thinking, I don't want to say I was thinking surface. I was just thinking so, I was grasping for things. I was thinking outside of what was right in front of my eyes. Like, this is Adam's favorite restaurant. We know the owner of this restaurant. Our dear friend, like, we had family dinners at this restaurant. And so I realized, like, when trying to plan something big and special, I was looking everywhere else for answers except for right in front of me. And I think that translates into my work as well, like just how I see things. Like sometimes you look for so many things except like, and there's some, the answer you're looking for is right in front of you, something you already have. Even the investigative project that I'm working on right now that you are all pretty probably familiar with around media representation and Muslims, like it's something I've been talking about for a decade now, more. And I didn't know that this was the project that I needed to work on in this capacity. And honestly, and that's the funny thing about life, is those ideas, the ones right in front of you, present themselves at the perfect time. Adam always says, timing is everything. They present themselves at the perfect time when you are ready to receive them. And so when you are trying to control your destiny, when you are making really specific goals and then giving yourself a hard time when you don't make them, remember that your destiny is waiting to meet you and to unfold before you, and timing is everything. I say this to you all now, sitting in this beautiful resort in the Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts with probably 100 other women. And I'm here for this event. It's called the Marie Claire Power Trip, like off the grid power trip. And everything about this event has been like a secret. The location, the people speaking, the just every single thing on the itinerary. Honestly, I didn't even get an itinerary until now, and it's the evening because I didn't get it at check-in. And so I've just been walking into rooms not knowing what to expect. And I made an intention before I came here, and the intention was about embodiment and coming back into my body to be able to really process and experience things, because as remarkable and as difficult also as some of the things have been in my life in the last few weeks, I still haven't had time to process. And I've been looking forward to this night to just be in silence and choosing openness has been such a blessing, because I'm in this space where most of the people that I'm meeting don't know who I am, don't know the work that I've done. It's a completely different crowd of people than I'm used to. And I love this so much because I haven't had the experience of being at a conference and not being the speaker in a very, very long time. And that is mostly by choice. I don't choose to go to conferences for the most part because I feel like I'm already always attending them because of my work. And so I guess that's a boundary that I subconsciously have set. And I really like wanted this to be an environment where I felt challenged. And I'm surrounded by women who have built companies or run companies like that I just aspire to be at the level of so many of these people, and I'm learning so much, and I haven't had the opportunity to have that. Like, AYS is a baby company. It's something that Adam and I fund out of our own pockets. We don't have investors or sponsors or anything. I make money in different ways to do my work, and then all of that money goes right back in so that we can do this. And like, I'm out here and I'm listening to all these leaders talk about like the shit they went through during COVID and that they're still going through in the most transparent and vulnerable way. And I feel like the most student of the students. Like, I just am soaking up everything. And I didn't manifest to be in this space. I mean, this invitation was such a surprise. And it was very, like, I knew it would be a good thing for me to do. And it's because I chose openness to trust in timing. And you hear me talk about this all the time, but I'm sharing this story with you right now for this mini storytelling session, because sometimes that list that you keep writing over and over again of things to do and your goals and all of those things, sometimes you have to pick up your head and just look around you. Be in your body, be in your space. Ask yourself, how can I be more present? How can I be more mindful? Because maybe mindfulness is the ultimate manifestation. Wow, yeah. Maybe mindfulness is the ultimate manifestation, the one that allows you to stay open in ways that you can fully receive what life has to offer. It is not your job to be in control of everything. It is not your job to be in control of most things. It is your job to witness, to observe, to love, and to serve. Ooh, got a little poetry coming in. And speaking of poetry, I met another poet today who's from the DMV, who's from the DC area, who performed poetry at Busboys and Poets, which is where I performed. And on my way to this conference, I was listening to Saul Williams, his album from 2001, which is the album that I would listen to when I first got into poetry. He's a poet as well. And that's all I listened to on my drive here to this retreat. It was an hour and a half. And it was so special. And the first, I'm literally processing this right now. First person I meet, second, actually, is a poet. Third person. But like, they were definitely the third person. I just remembered the second. So anyway, to the person who asked that about manifesting and visualizing, and to all of the people who sent beautiful messages of feeling like you were there and feeling like you were a part of it, like, thank you. Because sometimes, oftentimes, you all are the ones who are reminding me of what it means to be present and to be here. I don't usually go through my DMs, but the first DM that I went through, like, that I received from Adam's birthday post, like, had me going through my DMs because I was like, wait, are other people saying these things too? Because is the thing that's in my head actually real? And I'll read you what they wrote, because I'm reading this because I want it for my own memory as well. These little snippets of your life make me so emotional and give me hope. I can feel the love, and I know how much effort and generosity has to be put into relationships for them to bloom, for them to blossom so beautifully, for people to fly in just to be with you for a couple of hours, for friends to be so comfortable being vulnerable and open to love and to talk about love. I don't know you personally, but the way you are surrounded by loving, honest, kind, determined people says a lot about you and Adam as individuals, as a couple. And I can't help but remember the iftar session you organized over the summer that I joined, and how welcomed I felt. I've been meaning to tell you this, but I appreciated every little thing. I know it's no easy feat to host an event, let alone an online one, but to host strangers and create community so effortlessly, you have to be so thoughtful. The Zoom private messages that Adam sent saying, thank you for being here, is a gesture I will remember always. You both have a gift for making people feel special and seen. I can say that after having been in your virtual presence for an evening. And I can see it from your interactions with others and how you speak about others. I am grateful for it, and I wish you all the best. You deserve it. There were so many other kind messages that came in, and that was just like the that just blew me away, because it wasn't about me. It wasn't even about the event. It wasn't about Adam. It was about a person having a human experience of feeling loved, of feeling seen, because we were having our own human experiences of doing the same. And you know what's wild? I didn't even know that while we were hosting the virtual iftars, that Adam was going in and sending private messages to everyone, thanking them for being here. Like, these little things that just are natural for us because we need the connection. Like, he sent that because he needed that. He needed to know that you all knew that he was grateful for your presence, that we were grateful to have you. There was this beautiful, beautiful quote that the first friend that I made here, their name is Bailey, and they said this on their panel today. When defining communities, Bailey called it, communities are groups of people who keep coming together because of something they care about. And Bailey runs communities at Substack, which is really cool. And I was just like, whoa, is that what I've been trying to say about the AYS community? What is the AYS community? Like, why is it that we keep gathering and coming together? What is it? What is the thing that we care about? And I'm still figuring that out because there's so many things I think we care about. But it really hit, and I came right into my hotel room right now and decided that instead of having an episode come out tomorrow, I really needed to share this with you all because you are my community and I appreciate you all so much. And, you know, podcasting is a feat. Podcasting, I mean, you can work so hard to try to build your podcast, and I have no doubt that this podcast feed, inshallah, is going to be so great. But right now, it's, you know, we're getting started, and I am conscious of that, and I'm conscious of appreciating, deeply appreciating, that you choose to listen to this show every week, or however often. I deeply appreciate that you leave reviews, that you send me messages, because I want to be able to see and feel and hear you all too, because this is the community that we're building and we're figuring it out. I don't know what AYS is going to turn into. I just know that it's true to me, that I feel it as truth, and that when I am in the space that I feel like has had the AYS touch on it, I feel safe and I feel welcomed. And I'm learning so much on this trip right now, this Marie Claire power trip. I really am, because I know that these feelings that you get of just spaces of openness and vulnerability with thinkers, people with ideas, people who care, they're not very often where you get to meet new people like this. And if we can be intentional about creating moments where we not only feel, but we act on these feelings. Like, we take these feelings of openness and story and connectedness and we do something about it. I know that that is where we will find our own answers. That is where we will make our own breakthroughs. That is the mindful manifestation that we all need to create the life that we know we deserve to live in, the world that we deserve to live in. And it doesn't have to be so specific. It just has to be open.